Hi, this is Bob Decker, a volunteer reader with Sun Sounds of Arizona, with this week's Listener Beware. This week I'll be reading articles from a variety of sources on scams related to energy savings and schemes that try to steal your new phone. Utility costs are part of most people's monthly budgets, so reducing these expenditures can provide welcome relief. Although there are methods and systems that can help, there are also scammers who offer devices and services that can end up costing you more. Our first article comes from the Oklahoma Cooperative Extension Service, and it describes how to recognize energy savings device scams. Oklahoma Cooperative Extension Service, Bulletin BAE 1405. Energy Saving Scams by Robert Scott Frazier, Ph.D., P.E., C.E.M., Assistant Professor of Renewable Energy at Oklahoma State University. Introduction. For almost any legitimate service or product imaginable, there are unscrupulous characters who try to make money by scamming consumers. The energy savings field is no exception. With recent increases in energy prices, there has been a corresponding increase in energy savings device scams. This relationship between energy price increases and energy scams is somewhat cyclic and occurred during the first energy crisis of the 1970s as well. This fact sheet is designed to help consumers spot potential energy saving scams and avoid losing hard-earned money. How to identify a potential scam? Understanding how many scams work helps us to spot possible problem areas. A good scam plays off of a combination of knowledge and emotions and can be packaged quite convincingly. However, there are certain characteristics that appear quite often in scams that can tip us off to possible problems. Interestingly, reviewing old energy scams from years ago shows that they also seem to have these same characteristics. What follows is a list of the more common components of these deceptions. Grabbing your interest immediately, playing to the fears of the general public. Some big organization is plotting against you. This applies to electric and gas utilities, automakers, appliance makers, state and federal government. Any organization that we pay money to is a good target to begin a scam. Having to pay utility bills to large utilities introduces a possibility of mild resentment already in place to exploit. Large companies and organizations sometimes seem distant and unapproachable, therefore easy to vilify. This might give the consumer a feeling of us versus them, and this is fertile ground for a scam. There's a conspiracy. To add to the adversarial atmosphere, the concept of a conspiracy is often attached to a business transaction between the consumer and the large energy-related organization. People find conspiracies interesting, and they're often used to explain the motivations behind the walls of these large organizations. Examples include, the electric utility is hiding a simple device that'll save 40% of your utility bills so that they can sell more power. The automotive manufacturers and large petroleum companies are working together to keep simple technology that could increase fuel economy in cars out of the hands of consumers. The conspiracy and adversarial components of the scam try to bring emotion into play and cloud the consumer's ability to use logic, drawing you into their idea with factual and logical arguments. The technology used in the energy savings device has some merit in other applications. A good energy scam will use the keywords describing functions or parts that are associated with legitimate energy devices. For example, residential electricity energy scam devices will often describe the power factor correction, which is a legitimate energy issue with large industrial energy customers. Therefore, a search on the web for a power factor will indeed produce articles describing energy cost savings, etc. Never mind that the power factor doesn't apply to residential billing. The hydrogen from water for your car scam has bits and pieces that are legitimate. For example, you can make hydrogen from water, and you can burn hydrogen in your car's engine. However, you cannot make enough hydrogen in a mason jar of water powered by your alternator to save fuel. Actually, your fuel economy gets slightly worse. In both examples, the consumer may notice things that are legitimate, but may miss the fact that they do not work together in a meaningful way to produce any benefit. The technology is difficult to understand without training. Good scams have an air of complication about them. Whether it's card tricks, change from a 20, or bogus energy saving devices. This complication is used for several things. First off, it shrouds what's actually going on, or is even possible. Secondly, the complication puts the consumer in a position of ignorance, and therefore they feel they must trust a person who can understand the complication. For example, one of the reasons the power factor device scam is so popular is that the concept of power factor is difficult to understand unless the person has some education in electrical power and circuits. The hydrogen from water in your car involves electrolysis and combustion dynamics of engines. One has to also understand the energy content of hydrogen, the amount that can be produced, and the electrical energy needed to produce it prior to seeing that the device will not work as claimed. The internet is full of articles and testimonials praising the device. The web has been a boon to the scam world. The internet is so saturated with scams in certain areas as to render it highly suspect for good information. Some of the more clever energy scams set up many seemingly unrelated websites where all sorts of consumer testimonials are found praising the devices. When a new scam hits the internet, the first several pages of website hits in the web search engine are sometimes fabricated by the scammers. One has to be aware of the resourcefulness of some of these people. Some fake websites even go so far as to mimic scambuster consumer protection sites, only to announce that the scam device or product appears to work as advertised after we tested it. Considering that it doesn't take much time or money to make a website, this probably is an effort well worth it to these criminals. Other possible energy scam clues. The energy management field has been around for years, and it's unusual to find processes or devices that can save much more than 20% without major rework and equipment replacement. That's not to say it's not possible to have large energy savings by replacing or adding a single device, just unusual. If you reflect on some of the claims, you often find that they are bordering on absurdity. For example, any simple bolt-on device that could save 40% on a car's fuel economy would be a global game changer and on the evening news immediately. The car manufacturing companies would be scrambling to install such a device on their cars first, not hide it. Actually, this did happen in the 1970s and 80s, and it was called fuel injection, and it did result in better fuel economy. However, fuel injection is not a simple $39.95 bolt-on device the automakers were trying to keep from the public. It was a competitive advantage. Therefore, any claim of large energy savings should trigger a very measured response, if any. Borderline problem areas. Some devices or services are, in themselves, legitimate, but may be over-advertised. This characteristic is sometimes seen with some renewable energy systems where the advertising makes special claims, such as, you can live completely off the electricity and national gas grids. Electrical suppliers will pay you handsomely for electricity you put back in the grid. You will be putting money back into your pocket in less than a year by installing our energy-saving device, etc. You probably can power a home with these systems, but the cost might be prohibitive, or your quality of life might be affected. Amenities like air conditioning draw very large electrical power requirements of several kilowatts when running. Therefore, when the sun's down or the wind's not blowing, and air conditioning is needed, you will also need large battery packs and the associated costs and complications of such a setup. Simpler systems that integrate easily with utilities, or grid ties, might be a better option. Renewable energy systems will be a beneficial part of future energy landscapes, but the systems will need to be appropriate for your particular application. You can't blame a company for touting all the potential benefits of a product or service. However, realism is needed in determining the true cost of ownership and the performance you should expect. In conclusion, if you spot an energy savings device or a service that seems almost too good to be true, try to determine if the components of a typical scam are present. Is the product trying to imply that it will help you fight a large organization? Does there seem to be a conspiracy component in the advertising? Is the service or product so complicated at some level that you're not sure how it really works? Is the internet brimming with glowing reviews and multiple forum-type websites? Is the energy-saving promised extremely high? An advertised product or service with some of these characteristics should alert the consumer to potential problems. If you're not sure if an energy-saving product or service is legitimate, contact your local extension office and ask for help. The extension office may direct you on to other experts. You could end up discussing the product or service at the university level. Regardless, the Oklahoma Cooperative Extension Service is here to assist you. Our second article on the same topic comes from AARP, and it focuses on scammers who tout savings from bogus solar and other energy-saving plans. AARP: How to Spot and Avoid Scammers Touting Big Savings from Bogus Solar and Other Clean Energy Plans, by Sri Harar, AARP, published September 11, 2024. Carlos Weilman wasn't really interested in solar panels for her new Caney, Texas home. But when a solar energy salesman stopped by in May 2022, promising no more electric bills and a $30,000 tax rebate, she signed a form on his iPad that she thought was just paperwork. "Now I have an $89,000 loan, 50 panels on my roof, and my porch leaks," says the 75-year-old retired bar and restaurant owner. Weilman says she never applied for the loan, never received a tax incentive because she doesn't pay income tax, and her solar panels may work a little, but my electric bills are higher for some reason. Her experience is not uncommon. Fueled by a drop in solar panel costs, an urge to fight climate change, the availability of real but sometimes confusing government incentives, and a desire to save on rising energy bills, solar panel scams are hitting consumers across the United States. "I think it's a perfect storm," says Minnesota Assistant Attorney General Noah Llewellyn. "There are a lot of startup companies, and some make promises that never come true." Scammers exploit the green halo around renewable energy to pull victims in, says Robert Massio, Director of Investor Education Outreach at the not-for-profit Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, or FINRA. "They take advantage of people's inclination to do good," Massio says. In a 2023 Stanford University survey of 993 investors, 76% of people 58 and older said that they were concerned about the environment, and about 30% were willing to lose a little money to help clean it up. Attorneys general in at least 15 states have investigated or filed suits against solar installers and lenders. In May, the Nevada State Contractors Board started a solar investigations unit. But the scams continue. The sales pitch often starts with a solar salesperson knocking on the front door, calling on the phone, or connecting on social media. "Some scammers may say they're consultants from your power company," utilities warn. Solar has so much potential for good, It's a real shame a handful of bad actors are giving it a black eye, says Philadelphia area consumer protection lawyer Andrew Mills. People think they're doing something good for the environment and it should eliminate their electric bill, but that's not always the case. How to avoid clean energy scams. Do your homework before investing. Don't rely on marketing hype, Masio says. Start investigating whether it's a green energy investment is a scam or an opportunity by checking whether the seller is a licensed broker on FINRA's broker check at brokercheck.finra.org, Masio suggests. Skip schemes that sound too good to be true and walk away from unsolicited investment offers, whether directed to you through mail, social media, chat rooms, text message, or phone call, he says. Take the time to research costs and benefits on your own by getting bids from several contractors in your area, suggests Amy Nufziger, Director of Victim Support for the AARP Fraud Watch Network. Check first that the installers are licensed, certified, and/or registered with organizations such as the North American Board of Certified Energy Practitioners. Look for complaints and problems by visiting the Better Business Bureau National Business Directory at bbb.org/search. Your state's Department of Energy or Consumer Protection Bureau may have a list of qualified solar installers or information to let you know whether a contractor is registered and/or licensed. To learn about a state's solar licensing requirement for contractors, check the Interstate Renewable Energy Council's National Solar Licensing Database. Never give personal information to someone contacting you out of the blue. Some clean energy come-ons are a ruse to get your personal identifying information. In June, Huntsville Utilities in Alabama warned residents about callers posing as utility representatives, offering cheap solar panels, then gathering personal financial data and home ownership information. Utility company workers will never reach out to you asking for your Social Security number, credit card number, or bank account information, but imposters will. Don't succumb to high-pressure tactics. Clean energy scammers often claim to offer a special deal if you act right now. If you feel pressured to act immediately on a solar or other renewable energy deal, just say no, advises Melanie McGovern, spokesperson for the Better Business Bureau. Read the fine print before signing anything. Scammer salespeople may misrepresent the reason they want you to signature or initials and then misuse them to open a loan in your name and okay the panel installation. I signed what I thought was a form to pre-authorize a loan just in case and ended up with a $42,000 solar panel loan I never wanted or asked for, says Neela Yarnell, 50, a New Jersey real estate agent who in June filed a class action lawsuit against a financial lender involved with solar panel financing. Close to signing a contract? Have an attorney review it at first, McGovern says. Know that the government doesn't offer free solar panels and what tax credits are available. Federal government does not have any programs that install solar panels on the homes of Americans for free, according to the U.S. Department of Energy. To learn more about whether the federal solar investment tax credit and state subsidies for solar installations would benefit you, go to the DOE's Solar Energy Technologies office. The Internal Revenue Service has information about residential clean energy on its website. You can also ask your utility company about how solar panels would affect your electric bill. Beware of undisclosed fees tacked onto solar loans. Do your own search for financing, suggests Minnesota Assistant Attorney General Adam Well. State investigations found unscrupulous solar lenders added 10 to 30% fee to loans and increased monthly payments if consumers didn't turn over their tax savings to the lender. Report scams. Report energy scams to the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center at ic3.gov. You can also report them to the Better Business Bureau or your state's Attorney General's office. You've just ordered a new phone to replace that old reliable but scratched up device that can't run the latest apps. While you're waiting for it to come, you suddenly get messages about a problem with your order. Proceed carefully with your details. It might be a scam. Our next article from Reader's Digest describes how to tell whether there's a problem with your delivery or whether someone's trying to get their hands on your new device. Reader's Digest. Scammers are trying to get their hands on your new phone. Here's how to stop them. By Jamie Stathis. Updated on March 5th, 2026. How many times per day do you send an unknown number to voicemail? 5? 10? If your inboxes aren't full of messages from scammers, consider yourself lucky and warned, because once scammers have your phone number, it's hard to shake them. Americans now receive an average of 14 scam messages every day, according to a January 2026 State of the Scammiverse report by online production company McAfee. And with AI-generated content now everywhere, it can feel like a second job just trying to figure out what's fake and what's real. In fact, McAfee says people spend a staggering 114 hours every year just doing that. One way to protect yourself is to know what to look for and listen for when scammers target you. And it definitely will. It's also critical to stay current on the latest scams. Well, there's a new scam making the rounds that takes aim at people who've recently ordered a new phone. We talked to Sandra Gladding, an online safety expert at McAfee, to get the latest news on this new and unsettling grift. How does a phone scam work? Here's what happens in this phone scam. After you've ordered a new phone, scammers pretending to be from your carrier will call or text. They'll tell you there's a problem with your recent order, and they'll even have precise details about you, like your name, address, and device model. But it's all part of the con. This scam works because it sounds legitimate and makes you feel like you might need to act right away, Gladding says. And when we feel rushed, we're less likely to stop and double-check. The scammers will claim that there's been a shipping error or an inventory issue, and they'll insist you return the device immediately to receive the correct one. To create a sense of urgency, the bad actors may say that any delay in returning the device could result in a penalty, such as having your device locked or your warranty being invalidated. The scammer may even apologize for the inconvenience. And then they'll offer to email you a prepaid return label or give you instructions to scan, a QR code so you can print a label, and take the phone to a shipping drop-off point. Of course, once you send your phone to the scammer, it'll disappear into the resale market and you'll have no phone, though you'll still be on the hook for the bills and potentially more scams. So how do scammers know that you've recently bought a phone? It's unlikely scammers know for certain that you've recently bought a phone, just like they don't know if your car's extended warranty is about to expire or that you have student loans to pay off. What they're doing is working with bits of personal information that may already be circulating online. Things like your name, phone number, or address from an old data breach or marketing list, Gladding says. Then they combine that with timing. Many people upgrade their phones during the holiday sales or promotional periods, Gladding says, so it's really just a matter of calling enough people to find someone who recently updated theirs. If someone reaches out around one of those moments and already has a few details about you, it can feel convincing, she says. So what are the red flags of this scam? Most scams are a variation on the social engineering scam, which is just a fancy name for a con artist pretending to be someone they're not. And this new phone scam is no exception. Here are the red flags of this scam. The caller pressures you to act immediately. They ask you to use a return label that they provide and that you didn't request. They discourage you from contacting your carrier directly. The phone number looks legitimate, but you didn't initiate the call. The email domain doesn't exactly match your carrier's. They ask for your account PIN, password, or verification codes. They ask you to scan a QR code. So what should you do if you receive one of these scam calls? If you receive one of the scam calls, it's important that you know what to do and what not to do. Gladding says that slowing down is the most important step. Scammers rely on you reacting quickly. If you hang up and call your carrier using the official number on their website or your billing statement, you immediately take back control of the situation. In addition, Gladding says you shouldn't click on any links, QR codes, or labels they send. Go directly to the source, she says. Taking a moment to verify can save you from losing a very expensive device. What should you do if you've been scammed? Unfortunately, phones are easy to resell. Phones can be wiped and moved into resale markets very quickly, Gladding says. That makes getting the device back unlikely. Even though you're probably not getting your phone back, there are still a number of steps you should take to prevent the bad actor from doing additional damage. Contact your carrier immediately to report the fraud. Ask them to blacklist the device's International Mobile Equipment Identity, or IME, number. File a report with the Federal Trade Commission at identitytheft.gov. Monitor your mobile account and credit for suspicious activity. Enable two-factor authentication. Use strong, unique passwords and never share login details. Consider placing a fraud alert on your credit. About the expert. Sandra Gladding is an online safety expert and the head of global PR at McAfee. She has spearheaded projects to educate consumers on online safety, deepfake scam detection, and other AI-powered tools. She previously worked at multiple tech giants, including Google, ZocDoc, 21st Century Fox, and Grubhub. Well, that's about all the time we have for this week. This has been Bob Decker with Sun Sounds of Arizona's Listener Beware. Thanks for listening. A reminder that if you miss a program, you can get it on demand. You can also take Sun Sounds with you on our stream, on demand, or on the Sun Sounds app on your smartphone or home device.